Congress assessing the latest proclamation from BP with a wary eye. Representative Mike Turner from Dayton joining us this morning. Is anybody in Washington buying BP's latest statement that virtually all of the oil now escaping in the Gulf of Mexico will be captured soon?
Well, I think we're all very, very disgusted and concerned. This has been over 50 days, and the administration continues to be completely dependent upon BP for what the plan is and the standards. I'd like to hear from the administration what they believe should be done. Hearing from BP that it's going to be yet another week before we'll even know if they're going to be successful, it is not acceptable.
Now, I understand in Washington, Capitol Hill, there are quite a few different hearings underway. What are you hearing in the halls of Congress this morning about whether or not we're really getting any truth out of how this happened?
Well, and that's a grave concern. There have been four hearings that have occurred, two on the Senate side and two on the House side. People are concerned about the administrative oversight as to how BP's oil rig got to this point where there was not an adequate plan, where there was this type of a risk. But they're also concerned on the response side. Internationally, we're hearing that other countries, other companies would have had a better ability to stop this leak, maybe even now, and are not being listened to, and these resources are not being obtained in order to stop this leak. These are the types of answers that we need, is what should have happened and what should we be doing now.
Congressman Mike Turner from Dayton with the Capitol Hill view of the BP oil spill cleanup.